364-1100, 364-1100. Richie wants in on ESPN Las Vegas. Richie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you guys are saying. Sloppy puck control. But I think, in my perspective, when it all comes down to it, when it was 5-2, their first goal was, and that was just a lucky goal, bounced off the dude's face and went in. All right, what do you do about that? Then you had the empty netter. You take away those two, it's a 2-3 game. We had a couple posts that we hit. We also had, Stone damn near had a hat trick if he didn't whiff on that first one in the first period. I think we had plenty of opportunities. Yeah, sloppy puck control. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of shots on goal, and we spent a ton of time in the box. But I think for as bad as we played, to really kind of be a little bit close when you take away the lucky shot in the empty netter, I think they did all right. I mean, we found ourselves in this situation last year against Winnipeg in game one, but game two is going to be a huge, I mean, we'll see how they respond in game two, which I'm pretty sure they will.
Yeah.
All right, Richie, thank you.
Good point. Now, I'll say on...
You didn't think that was going too soft on him? I saw you roll your eyes that it was only 3-2.
Because then the Sharks would have played differently in the third period had it been a closer game. I mean, you can... I just don't like saying those things. Well, if this doesn't happen, then it could have been this. Yeah, but they would have also played differently. The thing about the lucky goal, and, you know, I agree, it was a very lucky goal. But that's why so often we talk about, especially in the playoffs, get the puck to the net. Get traffic in front. Create chaos in front of the net, because those things tend to happen when you're doing that. And the Sharks controlled the first period. They didn't get rewarded for it in terms of a goal. But they got enough shots on net that eventually a puck that was going to sail high over the net and be no problem hits Pavelski in the face and goes in the net. And, yeah, it's a lucky goal, but that's what happens when you're creating traffic and, you know, creating chaos in front of the net and creating chances like that. Those things tend to happen. So that's why the fact that the Golden Knights couldn't do any of that is troubling, because you're not going to get those lucky breaks if you're not putting the puck on the net and you're not getting guys in front and disrupting Jones. And the issue that I think, while it's one game, and while your goal when you go on the road to start the series is to split those first two games, they haven't lost anything yet. They're fine. They can come back, rally, win game two. That's fine. One thing they absolutely missed an opportunity at was to really get in Jones' head, to really, you know, affect him and impact him, because now, all of a sudden, he settled in the first two periods, he made some plays in the third period, and now he's got a win, and now all of that kind of goes away, and he can say, well, I'm settled into the series a little bit. I'm established. I didn't get pulled from that game. I got a win for our team. Though you didn't take advantage of that opportunity to really rattle him early in the series. Not that it's totally gone, but that is a big opportunity squandered right now that they weren't able to do that to Jones.
364-1100, 364-1100. Chrissy's phone question of the day is, will you be disappointed with a first-round exit? Chrissy actually put up a poll question yesterday with no option beyond VGK winning. How many games will it take VGK to finish off the Sharks? 4, 5, 6, 7. There wasn't a will they lose. That's how confident she was. So, if you were going to answer the question, 364-1100, 364-1100, if they lose in the first round, sounds like Chrissy would be pissed.
Yeah,
I wonder how many other people would be pissed off.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this, and we'll
if the honeymoon period is over and there's now expectations for the team, which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. As I laid out yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, and again to start the show today, you had a Stanley Cup finalist with cap room, add three significant players, bring back pretty much the entire core. Actually sign a lot of them because, hey, this we love this team so much, we're going forward with this. Well, that team has to get past the first round. And I'm not saying the series is over, but that team has to get past the first round.
Yeah, I'm interested to see especially what the disappointment would be, and if it's disappointment or anger. Because last night, I got the sense from...
Were you seeing anger on Twitter?
No. Apathy. Again.
Oh.
And that's what I expected, and that's what I saw. And so, like, this town is about winning, and they like winners, and they support winners, and they're all about it. And when you're not, they don't care about you. And that's what it seemed like last night. I felt like people were checked out. In fact, there was some craziness at the end of the game that almost turned into fights, and I was looking through, you know, VGK fan Twitter, as I like to, and I just saw nothing. And I was like, they're not even watching. I don't think people are watching the game right now. I think they turned it off in the third period, which is insane. But I think they did. So I am interested to hear, are if they lose in the first round and if this continues, are you disappointed? Are you angry? Or do you not care? Which I'm sure nobody will call and say, I just don't care. Because if you don't care, you're probably not calling. But yeah, I'm interested to see how people will react to that.
Tyler is in next on Cofield and Company. What do you think, Tyler?
Yeah, I actually agree with some of your statements there that maybe there's people who are not following it to the end. But I do want to put it in perspective because the Sharks, they're one of the teams to have picked to win it all, to win the Stanley Cup. So to draw them in the first round, I think that's going to be a tough measuring stick regardless of what happens.
Is that what we're going to lean on? That's the crutch? Hey, the playoff system, the way they break it down sucks. You are favored in the series coming in, or a pick 'em.
Yeah,
with out home ice.
Yeah,
win the round.
Yeah, and I know that Gerard Gallant said he just does not care about the playoff format. You can't even get a response from him out of it. He said, "You play who you play." We knew who we were going to play before the season started. We knew wherever we finished, that's who we're going to play, and that's how it's set up. So I think, that's a weird one to look at because that's just how the system is. I'm sure Boston and Toronto people feel the same way. Like, why are we playing each other? Why is this a first round series? But that's how the format is, and you kind of know that going in.
3-6-4-1-100. Sounds like we're freaking out. Adam's not freaking out. We're just asking, hey, what's going to be your reaction if the Knights fizzle and can't flip the switch and lose in the first round of the playoffs? And I think most of the town is going to be okay with it because they're a second year team, and I just don't. I think the whole thing was reset last year when you reached the Stanley Cup final. You're a legit contender. You had a chance to have a big offseason. I still think the last 20 games or so were a wasted opportunity to be ready for the playoffs. I'm not sure they're ready. Bill is up on this Thursday. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think, Bill?
I'm furious.
You're furious?
I am furious.
Good.
Not so much. I mean, if you lose a game in game one of a series and you get some bad bounces and stuff, I think this is a much better loss, if you want to put it that way, than the Tampa Bay loss because they got up to a 3-0 lead and fell asleep and let the other team come back and win. We just got our asses kicked from beginning to end. But all that time that he was saying, yeah, we got it under control, we're just resting guys, we want to get everybody completely healthy for the playoffs, right after we had that huge spike in momentum after we got stoned from the trade deadline, and I don't want to get into the Fleury thing, whether it was an injury or the baby's birth or whatever.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
But we do need to get into that.
Yep.
That is part of this story, because if Fleury doesn't play well in this series, and I think you can look at the season and you're like, the way they managed this guy all year was a little bit weird. Coming out playing like 98% of the time, and then end of the season, you're like, okay, he's not going to play at all. Like, what? That gets him ready? Like, we were afraid he was going to be fatigued, and now we're afraid he's not sharp.
Well, if you remember when we came up to the last two games, they said, okay, he'll probably play the game at home. And then they were going to give him the game off in L.A. too, but we played so badly they figured, well, he better play again just to face some more rubber. But, I mean, we had such a strong, push right there after we had the Stone trade, and Fleury was playing the best he had played all year, and I get it. You want to be home with your wife and kid, and that's great for 3 or 4 games, but come on, man, this is your job. Let's get back in the rotation again. Subban was starting to drown out there. And whether he's, 25 or 32 or 40, you just can't always flip that switch on. And we were just starting to get that chemistry built between that second line with Stone and Stastny and
Pacioretty,
thank you. And then Patches gets nicked up a little bit, then Stastny gets nicked up a little bit. There was never a time when those three got to get that chemistry built back together. And then every time they interviewed Gallant, he was like, we got under control. We just want to be 100% completely healthy. Meanwhile, San Jose is on a 7-game losing streak. We could have been picking up points all that time along, and don't tell me that you know, everybody says home ice advantage doesn't mean anything in the playoffs in hockey. It does mean it here. We have an advantage here, and we are in that team's head. And like you said, Adam, if we would have put priority one on jumping out and skating as fast as we could and putting as much pressure on him in the first 10 minutes of the game, we could have broken Jones mentally right away, and they got nobody to go to but Aaron Dell, and that's a disaster. So, yeah, I'm furious the way they came out. They looked like they were just skating around for the first 10, 15 minutes. Like, oh, there's another turnover. Oh, I guess the turnover, we better grab that guy because he's getting away, another penalty. And they were, you know, they were even the more physical team, in my opinion, and there's no way that should be happening. So I'm furious. I want to see them coming out with their hair on fire on Friday night, or I'm going to be – the West sets up perfectly this year. If we beat them, the biggest obstacle is Calgary, and I know we can get Mike Smith's head. He's a joke. So anyway, that's my rant.
Good job,
so.
Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
364-1100.
Yeah, we got a lot of people to get to, so we can address the Fleury stuff later. But I think there is a lot to that, and you know, I do think he was hurt, so I don't think it was an issue of just missing time for the baby.
Jack is on ESPN Las Vegas. What's up, Jack?
Afternoon. Just wanted to comment a couple things on the game. You were talking about the sloppy play, but haven't they been playing sloppy for a little while now? I mean, watching the games, even some of the, you know, the games they win, the passing and the way they control the puck when they get the pass have not really been that good.
Yeah. I mean, I think they've been...
Have they been sloppy?
They've been sloppy for a couple weeks, yeah. And I think that was a lot of, you know, it was a lot of, hey, down the stretch, they're resting, they're just trying to get healthy, they're trying to get ready for the playoffs, they weren't concerned about results, they were just kind of... But, they, you know, they were talking about it, they were saying, hey, we are developing bad habits that we don't want to develop. We have to get back to, you know, playing how we want to play and going hard because, you know, we don't want to settle into those bad habits. But they did that, you know, that Arizona game was abysmal near the end of the year, and then they didn't fix a whole lot against the Kings in the finale. So they weren't going in playing the way they wanted to, and it kind of carried over into the playoffs.
Johnny's with us. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Johnny.
Yeah, I'd be pretty disappointed if we didn't make it out this first round. I feel we did it. We went further last year with some maybe lesser players. We had, you know, Neil and Perron, and we got some better acquisition this year with Stone, Pacioretty, Stastny, and I feel the expectation is a little bit, maybe not the Stanley Cup playoff, so it's kind of like riding a wave, but definitely making it out of the first round is a must for this year.
All right, Johnny. And when you look at it, the Sharks are good, but the Sharks didn't have the season they wanted, and the Jets were the other big nemesis. It seems like the Jets took a few steps back.
Yeah.
So the West was set up better this year than it was last year.
Oh, for sure. But it is a weird matchup, and we talked about the playoff format. The Sharks are the best team in the West. They are. They didn't finish there because they weren't healthy for the last month and a half. Erik Karlsson didn't play. They had other guys missing time as well. Pavelski missed.
They were healthy
games
last night.
They did, and that's the other side of this when we say, hey, when you just try to rest and just get yourself healthy and then decide to flip the switch for the playoffs, you can't do that. Well, the Sharks did do it. And the funny thing is Pete DeBoer was talking about that before game one. He said, you know, people are criticizing us for resting and trying to get healthy instead of focusing on results the last month and a half. He said, if we come out and play terribly, you'll say, hey, we took it too easy down the stretch and we weren't able to flip the switch. And if we do great, you'll say, hey, that was brilliant. They got themselves ready, which is absolutely true. And in the Knights' case, they weren't able to flip the switch and we're criticizing them for maybe taking it easy. And if they would have played really well, we would have said, hey, that was a great strategy down the stretch.
Mark is up on Cofield & Company. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good. What's up, man?
So my thing is, I guess the question on disappointment is, I don't know. We'll see. I always want to see how we play. You know, I mean, if we lose a good, hard-fought match, a series to a team, win or lose, it matters in the end, but that's when I'll tell you if I'm disappointed or not. But my question is, you know, we played San Jose well all year. What did they do different that we couldn't adjust to? Because it looked like it was a minor league hockey team. If we got the puck deep behind our goal, we just turned it back over. They kept it inside in their zone and just kept attacking. We couldn't do anything all night long.
Yeah, I think, what did they do differently? It wasn't a whole lot. They did have their whole team, which has not really been the case for the most part of the year. And it was a lot of self-inflicted wounds by the Knights, just turning the puck over. Now, there was one where Erik Karlsson made a really clean pick in the defensive zone. That was in the 3-on-3. It led to a goal by Burns. Like, that was just a really, really good play that he made. But there was, I think, struggles, and especially struggles by the defenders. I mean, Nick Holden was not good yesterday. Derek England has been a step slow for a while, but he was like three steps slow yesterday. Nate Schmidt was awful. And that, you know, you can't have some of your best players playing that badly at this point of the season, and he just was not good.